a country mile to go for the first down.
5:54 left in the first half. USA 20, Bad Axe 14 with the ball. Third down for Bad Axe. Trips to the right, one to the left, one man in the backfield, Morneau in the pistol. Looking to pass, Ballard's all over him. Has to scramble to the left, losing his footing. Gets back to the line of scrimmage to the 49. We have a late hit, flags flying all over from each direction. And this is going to give 15 yards to Bad Axe, but it's going to be still shy of the first down. Personal foul against USA, late hit. As time or no, sauntering over to the sideline to get the play. As they move the ball 15 yards from the spot, which is at the 50-yard line, apparently. So now it is a fourth down and seven, or a third down, excuse me.
Seven, maybe even eight.
8 yards to go. Chain Gang is showing third down. Now it's fourth down. So there we go. Fourth and 8 yards to go. Bad Axe is going to be going for it with five and some change left in the first half. Two wide each way. Matt McVay in the backfield. Morneau about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, away in the snap. Going for on fourth down. Looking to pass, staying in the pocket. Main catches it, number three, Jared Brown for the first down inside the 20-yard line at the 18-yard line. A beautiful pass from Tommy Morneau completes on the fourth down conversion and move the chains into the red zone for Bad Axe.
Number 88, Hayden Ewald in coverage and eventually made the tackle. Nice to see Bad Axe throwing the ball down the field. You can see the confidence growing on Morneau, throwing the ball down the field into the teeth of defenders.
A 20-yard reception when all said and done, as it's a handoff on the man in motion, Bailey Hines, inside the 10.
Oh, there's
and
a horse collar.
Horse collar down at the 7-yard line as the yellow hankers chips fly once again. And this is going to be a horse collar against USA after the play resulted in the first down regardless. Down to the 7-yard line, Bailey Hines, the ball carrier.
Yeah, more specifically, the horse collar is going to be at number 28, Harper.
An 11-yard gain, and then another half the distance of the goal line on the penalty, which is another about 4 yards. So now it's first and goal for Bad Axe at the USA 3-yard line. Working just inside the right hash. A little bit of high snap. They get it off. Tommy Morneau with the carry, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Bad Axe. We are tied at 20 once again with 5:07 as Tommy Morneau scrambles into the end zone. Touchdown, Hatchets, 20 apiece.
And Bad Axe doing a nice job with that read option, and Bailey Hines going in motion, using him as a lead blocker. An excellent play design and good read of the defense by Tommy Morneau as he scoots into the end zone untouched.
Bad Axe going for two, trying to regain the lead. They led 8-0. They've been trailing since. Morneau hands it off up the middle. And it is no good. Two-point conversion is no good. And so the score is all knotted up at 20 apiece with 5:07 left in the second quarter. You're tuned to the WLEW Sports Network from USA.
Are you living in the dark ages? Because if you're not on the Thumb Cellular Network while in the Thumb area, your service is spotty at best, and your smartphone internet connection is very slow. Announcing, Thumb Cellular has just added towers in Cass City, Owendale, Decker, Argyle, Port Austin, and Fillion to their 4G high-speed network. Thumb Cellular now has 41 4G LTE towers covering most of the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. Remember the competition? They don't even have 3G through much of the Thumb. So what are you waiting for? Switch to the lightning speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service right now and get a free 4G phone just for joining the network. Terms of service apply. So head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a free demonstration on these blazing speeds. And it's only from your local cellular carrier. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Knights scores, making it 20-20. USA actually bounced off the foot at the 25-yard line of Seth Gangler. And then they carried it up to the 29, out to the 32-yard line. Then there's a face mask on the tackle as they're forced out of bounds.
Yeah, the guilty party for Bad Axe is going to be number 26, Tyler Gray.
It's a personal foul, face mask against the Hatchets. And it's going to be 10-15 yards, so it's a yank and a pull. So this takes USA out to the 47-yard line of their own territory with 5:03 left in the first half.
I might be mistaken, but are all face masks personal fouls in high school football?
That's a very good question. We'll look that up at halftime for you.
Let's do it.
T formation for USA. Handoffs around the left end to Brandon Harper, rumbling across the 50-yard line to the Bad Axe 49. It's a 4-yard gain and brings up 2nd and 6 for the Patriots.
Number 62, Austin Wushlager, getting in on the tackle.
Brandon Harper, 12 carries for 140 yards thus far. He also has all 3 touchdowns for USA. At the Bad Axe 49, the USA offense coming out in the T formation. Carter Lindenberg, the senior 6-foot quarterback, also plays defensive back. Going for the hard snap. Hands it off to Seth Gangler, out for the right, has the first down. Blast over a few defenders at the 40, and finally stopped at the 37-yard line. Move the chains for USA.
Jared Brown there to make the stop.
But not until after a 12-yard gain on the carry. Both teams moving the ball very well tonight. Score update from the Harbor Beach Brown City game, played in Ubley. It's now Harbor Beach 21-7, 2:20 left in the half. 1st and 10, USA with the ball. Hands off to Seth Gangler to the left side. He's out to the 30-yard line. It appears that he's getting his stop for about 2 yards, but still managed to get about another 5. And it's a 7-yard gain.
Nick Crotch in with the tackle. Bad Axe defenders really going after the lower body of these USA backs. And as you pointed out, Clark, these guys are falling forward. Those big bodies are getting an extra 2-3 yards on each carry.
According to the spinals, a 6-yard gain, 4 to go on 2nd down, 3.5 to play. Working off the left hash, Carter Lindenberg under center. Hands it off to a second man, Brandon Harper. That would
actually
be an interesting
Gangler.
Play call. That's Seth Gangler.
27.
I was completely wrong on that one. 20, he gets the first, close to the first down. And they call it 3rd down. So a 3-yard gain. And it's about 2 feet to go. 3rd and short for the USA Patriots.
Tackle made by number 24, Matt McVay.
Lindenberg and the Patriots facing a 3rd and short. Inside. And we have a flag. And it's going to be an offside against Bad Axe. So this is going to push them across the first down marker. The hard count worked for USA. Okay,
against the Hatchets.
So it's going to be 1st down, even without a 3rd down play. 1st down for the USA.
Number 76, Nick Walsh, the guilty party for Bad Axe.
So now the ball is at the Bad Axe 23-yard line, 1st and 10 for USA. As the vehicles are getting ready for the halftime homecoming festivities here in USA. T formation, about 2 yards inside the left hash mark, hands it off to Harper, who's reversing the field, so back into the middle, down to about the 15-yard line, and finally brought down to the 14. It's a 7-yard gain, 2nd and 3.
Nick Cratchin was the man who hauled him down.
2 and some change left in the first half. USA sticking to that T formation for a majority of the night. There's the snap, hands it off to Gangler, out for the running, out to about the 6-yard line. He blasts right through the line in the secondary of Bad Axe, has to finally bring him